from KQED.
If you think about the kinds of bugs you'd find in a city, you might imagine ants, cockroaches, bees, maybe mosquitoes, or even bedbugs. But that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface. In fact, there are probably millions of different insects out there. And now, a large urban insect study is underway in Los Angeles, where scientists are helping Angelenos search out the bugs in their backyards. Alex Schmidt took a look.
One thing about studying insects in urban backyards, it's noisy.
Well, you're definitely getting the urban soundscape. There is no doubt that you're not out in the country.
That's Natalie Breca. She's one of 30 volunteer property owners in the study. For the next few years, the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles will be collecting bugs in her yard. On this particular day, entomologist Lisa Gonzalez is there to reinforce Breca's insect-catching trap. It's about 5 feet tall and made of netting. Gonzalez explains how it works as she hammers in the stakes.
Insects are basically just randomly flying by. The insects get intercepted by this trap. If they're trying to escape, they're going to go towards the apex of the trap. And there's a little hole at the top of that bottle there, and so they fall in and they get collected in the entomology.
The point of the study, in a nutshell, is to try and understand how an urban environment affects living creatures. Dean Pencheff is managing the study for the museum.
How is it that we, as we civilize this city and have paved it over and diked it and dammed it and channelized it, have affected the diversity of the life that lives here? And the tool that we're using to study that is insects. So, yeah, if you want to study biodiversity, you pick the most biodiverse group on the planet.
The stats on insects are pretty impressive. Scientists know about 1 million insect species now, but they estimate there are probably closer to 10 million out there. Every week, each site participating in the study is collecting hundreds of bugs. Most of the participants found out about the study through the Natural History Museum. They all have to change the jars out once a week and keep an eye on the trap. But to Natalie Breca, it's no problem.
It's just amazing for our city to see what's really here. So yeah, the 3-year commitment wasn't that big of a deal to us.
This is actually one of my favorite groups of flies. They're called flower flies or surfeit flies.
Entomologist Lisa Gonzalez is doing a bit of show and tell. She's brought in a specimen to show Natalie Breca's daughter.
And in some cases,
it looks like a bee.
Yes, actually, I'm really glad you noticed that because I was going to bring that up, that a lot of them are what we call mimics of bees or wasps, meaning they look just like a bee or they look just like a wasp, but they're not. They're a fly.
For some participants, this experience is the coolest part of the study, having a personal insect consultant to explain what's really going on in their own backyards.
So far, we've only collected, I want to say, maybe about 3 or 4 of this particular species. But I wanted to bring this one to show you because it's just so beautiful, and this is one from your house.
Whoa, cool and beautiful.
The specimens collected in the Breca's yard are going back to the museum lab to get sorted and archived forever, and possibly yield exciting discoveries. This is one of the longest studies ever to look at insects in an urban environment. Here's study manager Dean Pencheff again.
No one has attempted to do this kind of large-scale, long-term trapping type of study.
Pencheff says there's a good reason insects tell us so much about adaptation and the natural world, their short lifespans.
We think of organisms as living through many, many years, but most organisms, of course, a year is much longer than their lifespan. Because if you're dealing with something like a small fly that has a really rapid life cycle, you watch evolution play out.
The study continues through 2016, and scientists all over the world are waiting to get their hands on the data. Geneticists, specialists in bacteria, and many others could learn new things, like new species discoveries, a cure for disease. Anything's possible. For the California Report, I'm Alex Schmidt in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Rocho. Our engineering team includes Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, and Jim Bennett. The online crew includes David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, Pat Yowen, Olivia Allen Price, and David Marks. This week, we have to say goodbye and good luck to our terrific interns, Kate Hunt and Matthew Levin. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Ingrid Becker, Craig Miller, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.